Good morning. 7:54 a.m. on Wednesday, August 9th, 2017. And I have to go check to make sure I don't have an alarm going off at 8. I do. Not anymore. Okay, good. The next one is at 9. So yeah, I'm trying to work through some process issues with my writing. Yesterday was therapy day. It was a day late, but she had an emergency come up yesterday, postponed me for a day. So we've been talking about, my therapist and I, we have been talking about my process, my writing, and the conflict I have between artist and family values, family of origin values. Because pretty much every attempt I have made to put myself on a writing schedule has failed. Virtually everyone. I think for a while I was doing the 9 to 11 slot pretty well. I was doing the 1 to 3 slot occasionally. But the reality is, that's not something I can do. That's not something that I... succeed at terribly well. It's not going to stop me from trying. It's not going to stop me from trying to get some words down every day. It's not going to stop me from having an alarm at 9 o'clock that's going to go off and tell me I need to write now. I'll probably be working with a couple of the Dizzy Dragons this morning, perhaps this afternoon, to do some writing sprints. I did a 30-minute sprint last night with him. And then went to bed early so I could get a good night's sleep. And I did get a good night's sleep. I feel a little bit more rested this morning. I've already had my second breakfast. I got up and I had to fix breakfast for the kids, so I was rummaging in the kitchen. I made my own breakfast. As I normally do, I just generally wait till later in the day to make the noise. I was making a noise for them anyway, so I made some noise for me. So I've had a good protein fix. I've had my egg beaters. I've had my omelet. Espresso rubbed Bellavitano cheese and an egg beater omelet with mushroom onions and just a little bit of ham. It was quite yummy. And it's very much short on carbs. So I may be strong on protein at the moment, but I may be a little bit light on carbohydrates. Yesterday was light too. Not by much, her calories, about 25% of my carbs. So the discussion about my process was that when the story gets me, when the story takes off, I steal time from everywhere. There's nothing that I do that's not writing. And in between, I have these long bouts of, for lack of a better term, existential angst. It's like, I should be writing. I should write every day. I should do this. I should do that. And it's that should word that gets me in trouble every time. So the difficulty is that I want to be writing. I want to be putting words on the page. I want to be sitting there with the word processor open and words flowing from my fingertips onto the screen. Because that's what makes me feel best. That's what makes me feel good. There's nothing quite as satisfying as seeing you've done 1,000 words in the last hour. I got almost 500 words in a half hour, which is pretty good considering it was a cold start. I got interrupted in the middle, but no, I still got like 448 words. So almost 500. I probably could have gotten 500 if I had gone the extra half hour, but it was a 30-minute sprint. And when I started taking stock of where I was at 8:30 last night, it was, okay, I've got to get up early, which means I need to go to bed early. And the idea that I might stay up and write for another half hour, or another hour, 2 hours, whatever, not in as much sleep debt as I was yesterday. So I took the discretion of going to bed at a reasonable hour, given that I had to be up at before dawn. I didn't have to get up, but I knew I would be. So I got up this morning at 5. So I got 8 hours sleep, more or less. Which is a down payment on my debt. So the challenge is coming up with the ritual that I need to transition my brain from I'm not writing to I'm writing. And the other piece of this little puzzle that's slowly assembling itself in my brain is something that Andy said. I was doing the motivation unit a few days ago, actually. And it was Andy Puddicombe from Headspace.com, ding. Do I have to thank Billy Flynn for that ding? I don't know. So what he said was, how do you approach your life? It was one of the questions that he dropped into the meditation, one you weren't really supposed to answer, but just sort of ponder and see not what answers bubbled up, but what feelings bubbled up. How do you approach your life? The idea behind it is the setup for it that he didn't actually include in the meditation itself, but as one of the pieces of the lead-in, part of his outro, was that if you make what you do something special, if you make, and he was talking about sport, but my sport is writing, so okay, fine. If you make your sport into a special event, a special occasion, a special thing, then you tend to treat it as a special thing. You tend to tense up. You tend to make it so that it's impossible for you to actually just forget about how special it is and just do it. It makes it more difficult to get flow. And while I know flow is probably one of those weird new agey words, the truth is flow does exist. And when I managed to achieve flow. Words are magical. They're everywhere. They're impossible to stop. Which is what I need right now, because I really need to get this story put together so I can get it to betas, so that I can get it to Karen Conlon for editing. So I can get it out to readers, so I can start the next book. Say it with me, Monk Post. And so part of me is sort of caught on this horns of a dilemma of wanting to have it be something that I transition to with use of ritual actions, like going to sleep, which works pretty well, actually. And the realization that by making it into something special that needs a portal, a ritual to help my mind shift from one to the other, makes it be really too special, maybe. Although I suppose sleep is a good example. Sleep is something that used to give me problems. I mean, for a long time I was pretty much able to sleep everywhere, and did sleep pretty much everywhere. I fell asleep on the New York subway one night. Several nights, actually. I've fallen asleep riding in cars. I've yet to really fall asleep while driving in cars, which is a good thing. But a while ago, I don't know how long ago, I started having trouble getting to sleep and then staying asleep. The medication helped. Remeron, which is, I take a generic version, mirtazapine. Remeron helps, because I take a Remeron at night. It's also an antidepressant, which doesn't hurt anything. And that, coupled with the anti-inflammatory that I take for my arthritis every night, has a tendency to knock me out within about an hour. And I tend to go down, and once I'm asleep, I tend to stay asleep. There have been a couple of nights where I haven't actually done that, but one thing I have become aware of is if I'm having a hard time falling asleep, I probably ought to check to make sure that the pills for the day are missing from my pill minder. Because any number of mornings I've gotten up and realized that, no, you didn't take your pills last night. This is where schedule helps me. This is where schedule matters for me. Because ADD means schedules give me structure, give me shape, gives my day a pattern that I don't have to worry about thinking on. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. And so having a schedule where I transition into writing mode fits with that sort of left brain pattern that says, yes, the schedule helps keep your ADD in check. It keeps you from wandering off into the wilderness. And my right brain says, eh, not so much. Part of the problem I'm having lately is that, having been through my 90-day checkup, having been through the trial by fire, I'm now in maintenance mode. I'm now at the point where, okay, what I'm doing is working. And what I need to do now is keep doing it. And that's the hard part. When it was new, when it was something, when it was special, when it was what I needed to do in order to reach that goal of no medications for my diabetes, for a weight loss goal, for the doctor's appointment that will seal my fate. Yeah, okay, fine. That's pretty strong motivation. Oh, look, a trash truck. Now I'm in maintenance mode. Maintenance mode and I have never gotten along. I think it's the ADHD. Okay, he's gone the other way. Good. And the problem that I have is, as my therapist pointed out, the problem that I have is that my left brain is fighting with my right brain. And my left brain, it wants order, and my right brain wants chaos. But they fight all the time. And I need my right brain in order to write. And I need my left brain to shut the hell up. But apparently I need my left brain to tell me to eat. Or stop eating, as the case may be. And to focus on what's important. Which is another one of Andy's questions from the motivation session, which is, what's the most important thing for you to do today? And it may be writing. It may be wending my way through the Medicare online. I finally got my notice from the Social Security Department. I need to enroll in Medicare. I tried to do it yesterday, but I managed to lock myself out of my account. I have to go back and try again this afternoon. So, I need my left brain to keep me tracking. I need the executive function that's impaired by the ADHD to work better. And to do that, I need the structures that support my executive function. But I need structures that support my executive function without getting in the way of what I need to do, which is tell stories. And I tell stories by writing them down. Which takes me back to the Picasso quote from earlier in the week. In order to discover what you're going to write, not to discover, in order to find out what you're going to write, you must start to draw. In order to find out what you're going to draw, you must start drawing. So in order to find out what I'm going to write, and because for me, I'm an inveterate pantser. I can't be bothered to write a story where I know the ending. Which is one of the problems I'm having with Cape Grays, because I know the ending. Which is why I'm fascinated by romance stories, because even though I know what the ending is going to be, in the romance, it's the journey that matters. Anyway, here I am, coming up on the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.